Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Diagnosis and Radiation, What Every Man Should Know by Dr. Shavona Mudli. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness and support. Dr. Shavona Mudli, a radiation oncologist, explains the diagnostic process as well as the role of radiation in prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is a malignant disease that starts in the prostate gland. Many patients are asymptomatic at the time of diagnosis, which is why screening is done to detect early stage disease, especially in high-risk populations, which often leads to curative treatments with good long-term quality of life. How is prostate cancer diagnosed? First of all, through PSA testing. Prostate-specific antigen, PSA, is a protein that is produced by the prostate and tested by drawing a blood sample. PSA is the most commonly used and most valuable test for early detection of prostate cancer. The likelihood of prostate cancer increases with elevated PSA values. However, a higher level doesn't necessarily mean that there's cancer present, as there are a variety of other causes for a mild to moderately elevated PSA. Imaging. Various imaging modalities are used in the diagnosis and staging of prostate cancer. Your team of specialists will help decide which imaging would suit your needs. A multiparametric MRI can be helpful in determining the local extent of disease in the prostate gland, lymph node, and pelvic bones. A CT scan can be used to assess the lungs, liver, bones, and other organs for spread of disease. A PSMA PET is a special kind of PET scan that locates a protein called prostate-specific membrane antigen, or PSMA, on the surface of prostate cancer cells. A PSMA PET scan is a full-body scan and has added value in assisting with radiation therapy planning in more advanced or metastatic disease. Prostate biopsy. A prostate biopsy is a procedure where a sample of the tissue is removed from the prostate by using a needle. The urologist may use a transrectal ultrasound or an MRI to guide the biopsy and enhance diagnostic accuracy. The specimen is then sent off to the lab, where a pathologist will examine it in detail under the microscope to assess for cancer cells. When it comes to treatments for prostate cancer, there are many good options. One effective treatment option is radiation therapy, either alone or in combination with other therapies like hormonal therapy or surgery. The different kinds of radiation therapy for prostate cancer. Brachytherapy. It's also known as internal radiation. This form of radiation travels very short distances and allows sparing of normal surrounding tissue from radiation. Low dose rate, or LDR brachytherapy, is when multiple radioactive seeds, the size of a grain of rice, are placed through the perineum into the prostate gland. These seeds stay in the prostate and emit a low dose of radiation over a few months. Over time, the seeds will become dormant but will remain in your body. High dose rate, or HDR brachytherapy, is the temporary placement of radioactivity within the prostate gland using thin needles and catheters. The radioactive source temporarily moves through the catheters, emits a dose of radiation within the prostate gland, and moves out again. Brachytherapy can be used alone in very low risk to intermediate risk favorable disease, or in combination with external beam and hormonal therapy with higher risk disease. It can also be used in the salvage setting in patients with a recurrence following prior treatment with an external beam radiation. External beam radiation therapy, or EBRT, uses high-energy X-rays that are produced by a machine called a linear accelerator. This beam of energy enters the body through the skin surface and is targeted at the prostate, seminal vesicles, and lymph nodes in order to kill the cancer cells. It can be used as a main treatment instead of surgery, or after surgery if the PSA begins to rise, or in the metastatic setting for palliation. It's a highly conformal, well-tolerated, and effective form of treatment when used alone or in combination with hormone therapy, brachytherapy, or both. Stereotactic body radiation therapy, or SBRT, is a radiation therapy technique that allows radiotherapy to be delivered to a limited area over a few treatment sessions. With SBRT, Advanced treatment delivery technologies and radiation planning parameters are used to deliver higher doses per day in a safe and effective manner. It's often used to treat sites of metastatic spread, including the lung, lymph nodes, and bones, but can also be used to treat disease in the prostate gland. The landscape around diagnosis and treatment of prostate cancer is a daunting one. It requires a multidisciplinary team and a holistic patient-centered approach to help formulate a treatment plan as individualized to each patient's needs and specific disease characteristics. This episode was brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.